And the day they take away, which is a night, it'll be awesome. More.
Right, good evening. Favorite subject. It really is. You should know most shiurim that we give on Hilchos Shabbos, that you hear on Hilchos Shabbos, does not involve shailas of deraisa. You hear shailas, even touching, playing on mobile phones, muksa shailas. Most shailas that we know of, trapping, or lots of things, bishul, lots of times are not deraisa at all. Here we have a shayla of a deraisa. We could talk about a deraisa. What's the potential shayla of a deraisa? The potential shayla of a deraisa for opening bottles is that when you open a bottle lid for the very first time, you've created a lid. It was never a lid. We'll discuss this in a minute. And for the very first time, you've made a lid. And making a keli, just like if you make a chair on Shabbos, is a shayla of a deraisa of makom b'patish. So over here, makom b'patish, you made a lid. That's a potential shayla. Now, we've all heard, we've all been around enough to hear of plastic, we've heard the nusach of it was already a keli, or you throw it away. Let's just jump straight into it. I don't want to start spending 20 minutes just to get into it. These are the things that we're all used to hearing. And let's just analyze this whole shayla, and then we'll work through in an amazing way. So, again, it needs attention. It needs attention to detail over here. It's a shayla of a deraisa. So let's think about it, everything properly. There's only one halacha you need to know in Shin Chaf Beis Siv Daled, and that is, you know, you have something stuck in between your teeth, so you want to take a toothpick, and you want to take out some of the chicken or some of the fish that's stuck in between your teeth. Fine, you get a hold of a toothpick and you take out on Shabbos. There's no shayla. You know exactly where the bleeding. You're not going to cause any bleeding. Very nice. But what happens if you haven't got a toothpick and you want to go over to a local? This is a, you know, old wood in the olden days. You want to pick out a little bit of a, there's like a splinter coming out. You want to pick out and, like, you know, shape it into a form of a toothpick style, and then use it to take out the stuff in your teeth. Shulchan Aruch brings it down, Shichav Beis Siv Daled, that is the Issa of Makom B'Patish. That's what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Lemaisa. So that's, there's not much debate on that. That's already brought down, Shichav Beis. This is it's not a keli. That means you haven't made a keli. It's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah. But you've done something which is a usable item. He says kesem, a kesem she'en lit loy kadei lachzos by shinov is also. That's already mefurish. There's no yeshayim there. That's a davar pashut. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach. So he was the one that got very disturbed about opening bottles, and he's got a tshuva in Minchas Shlomo, and he says that according to this, based on this, isur gomel hu liftoach a bottle. Because the lids, because by opening the lid, you've, for the very first time, you've made a keli, and he says similar to the halacha, says doima, similar kumavubi gemara or chaim shichav beis, that it's also to make a kesem lachzos beis shinov, afilu b'pam achaz l'bavav, only to use it for once. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach to say that should be a problem, that you made a keli, and so says Rav Shmuel Vozner. He says ladati isu gomor bazeh. And the Mechas Yitzchok, Da'an Vais, he also says the same thing, also all based on this halacha. Shmuel Vozner, obviously, he pushes it further. He says, Mitzvah Gedoyla Lemnoya Rabbim Me'ovin. It's a Mitzvah Gedoyla to mention it. Again, Zazach, apparently, Shlomo Zalman Oybach put an advert in the Tribune, or whatever it was, the Atet, back in the day, to mention this Nakuda. He believed that is a problem. So that's your starting point. And this goes against what we find in, there's an interesting tshuva in Cheshava Eifoit from Dayan Padva. He writes a tshuva about opening bottles. And he, very interesting, he says, I hear that you, the person who's asking his opinion, you want to say that it's a shayla of a deraisa. He says, I'm not sure. Hani stimoy shel pach. These things which are on the bottles, him kelim guruim b'yosa, they're not so good. They're not such good kelim. They're not made to. So he says stimois shel pach. Ah, okay. So then that would answer the problem. So okay. So let's leave it. So that's a bit, that could be different. Okay. So let's leave him out of it. So you've got over here, very good, Shkoch Mechaim. So you've got over here, all these shitters want to say that L'chor is an issue of, there's going to be an issue of opening it. So now the shayla is, how do we go from here regarding the plastic? Who brings us a swara of plastic? The funny thing is, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach himself is the one who's mechalek between metal and plastic. That means all the other places cannot speak about it. Don't mention the difference between plastic and metal. Shlomo Zalman Oebach himself in the Tshuva says that I'm referring to something which was never a keli, like the metal sheets that are made in the factories. How do they make these metal tops? They make the metal tops on the wine bottles. They make the metal tops by taking flat sheets, and then a machine forms a shape of a lid. So then, for the very first time, you've made the lid for the very first time. Whereas when it comes to the bottle tops, which are the Coca-Cola, the plastic ones, that plastic was made in the shape of a lid well before it was put onto the bottle. And therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Oebach, because it was a keli beforehand, so then by just opening the lid, it was already a keli. It was a keli, and now you've not made a keli for the very first time, because it was a keli before it was ever put onto the bottle. That's the wording of Shlomo Zalman, but he adds another point, and he says, firstly, it was a keli beforehand, and you've not made it into a keli for the very first time. And he adds, it has got that ring, which is now attached to it. He says, that ring is very noticeable, it's not part of the lid. Since it's noticeable that it's not part of the lid, and it's going to remain on the bottle, therefore he says, you view it as a blob of dirt. He says, you look at it, ka'atbaka sheltit. You look at it as like a little bit of dirt. That is how they all bring down Rav Shlomo Zalman Oebach. Shmuel Shabbos Kehoza brings it. He says, "V'royenes atabas kahatbaka sheltit oishava." You look at it as like a blob. That means, think about this. He says the plastics. Yes, he went wild when it came to the metal ones, but he says the isagomu. When it comes to plastics, he says that because it was made a keli already beforehand, and that small ring is noticeable, it's not part of the lid, therefore you view it as just a hadbaka shel tit, just like a bit of dirt. That's how the nusach of where all the makaris would come from, that we hear year after year, you go to a simcha, do you open bottles, not open bottles, plastic we do. Where did that come from? No one ever mentioned that. Shlomo Zalman Oebach came up with this thing that was already made into a plastic before, it was already a lid before. Now, but for the very first time you've now made it into this keli.
What have you done to make it into a keli?
What have you done? I guess the finishing touch. Now I get your problem. It is mentioned this point, but I want to attack it much more heavier. And it's not me. This is just a liquid of what I've seen, and it's an amazing topic. The whole topic is an amazing topic. And you got like this. Firstly, you've got the svara, Rebbe Faltiner's, that. Okay, so what do you want to say when it comes to plastic? It was already a lid beforehand. The problem is, it wasn't a lid beforehand in a way that you can put on and put off. It was only a lid beforehand in a way that you can put on. You've added now a function to the lid by snapping it from the ring. You've added a function that now you can use this lid as the way to take off as well. That means, yes, the factory, they had these lids, and it was a ready-made lid, but that lid, in that capacity, it was only able to put onto bottles. But it wasn't made in a way that you can put it on and off, because it's got a ring attached to it. Only now that you now snap it from the ring, you've added a function to the lid, and now this lid can now go on and also off bottles. And it can go on and can go off bottles. Still now it was only able to go on. Now that because you snapped it, and you've done something to remove something, now you've added a function to the bottle. Where do you find that adding a function to a keli, which is really already usable, it's already used, is chayev? The Gemara says, Hatzara tzura bekeli chayev. You have a keli, and if you just make a little picture, if that was the normal thing to do, to finish it off and to give it, to make it look nice, is chayev shemaka bepatish. Leave aside kosev or tzevea. Chayev shemaka bepatish. It's an interesting topic, how you find, the Halacha brings this, That you find that even adding a function to something which is already there is already an issue of makom patush, which Shlomo Zalman himself brings this down. So that makes it a bit schwer to understand. Who cares if it was already a lid, but that was a limited lid in a way that it wasn't able to take off and on. That's number one. And regarding the second point that Shlomo Zalman mentioned, that you look at the ring as just had bakashal tits. Everyone knows it doesn't belong to the lid, so it looks like a bit of dirt. So there's a big time on that, because Shulchan Aruch speaks about a case where a person's got a baguette, And he's got haloiket yaboilos ma'ala beged. We've got, let's say, pieces of arugim, things which are left from the weaver, person who made the jacket, and you want to take out, remove it. Shulchan Aruch says haloiket yaboilos in base, says mefurash, that yichayev mishum makubapatish. So you can ask that if it's quite clear that it doesn't belong there, then why is there issa makubapatish? That means these svaras, they might be svaras, but they need raya's if you have the Shulchan Aruch, which is speaking about these cases. Alokit yaboilis shal gabi begodim. You take them out and it's quite clear it doesn't belong there, and you still chay mishum makom bepatish. So these things are not nishkan dava boro to say that it should be okay.
You take off the with a ring. How many times you can't take it off with a ring?
If you can, the truth is, sometimes, I know what you mean. There are some kiddush bottles, grape juice bottles, grape juice bottles. If sometimes they come off the ring, obviously there's no shayla. But it's not the way it's supposed to be. And so that's going to get to again, just to get our bearings. Our starting point with opening a bottle top on Shabbos, the starting point is that it's a shayla of a deraisa. That everyone understands why there's a shayla of a deraisa, because this was never a lid that's made to take on and off. It was only a lid that's just clamped on by the company. Now you, for the very first time, I've created the lid that's now usable to put on and put off.
Yeah, but the new ones you can't.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to go. Thank you. We're going to get there. We're going. Very good. We're going to get there. So therefore, the starting point should be that there's a shayla of a deraisa. And Taka, the person who says deraisa, Rishon Mizalman Oybach, and Rishon Mavozna, and what's he called? Mechaz Yitzchak. No, Rishon Mavozna is plastic. So the starting point of opening bottle tops would be an issue of a deraisa. When it comes to plastic, then we have Rav Shlomo Zalman that mentioned that it's okay, and the poskim after him don't understand what the svaras could be, given that he's not quoting any makoros. So Rav Moshe Weiss, he's got a tshuva on this in Chelik Aleph, and he also says he doesn't understand what the svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach is, of why should plastic be any different. Yes, it was a keli before, but who cares? As it is now, it's not usable to turn on and off, to take off and on. So now you've created that function. So Rav Moshe Weiss also says, I don't see how you get around the shayla of a deraisa. So again, all the Rav Falk, obviously he holds his deraisa. I'm very influenced by Matur Rebbeim. Yeah, I've got to be honest. Matur Rebbeim was Rav Falk and Rav Moshe Westheim. And Rav Moshe Westheim, he gave a whole shay on it on Matzah Shabbos once. And you can hear it online. I did last time I gave shay years ago. I showed Doyle, remember that, and he said a word in that I'll never forget. He said, L'chol ha'pochas is a sofek isa deraisa, and he says, Ich weiß noch nicht, kan ehrlich yid, was leitz acharan of a sofek isa deraisa. That's how he ended off the whole shit. That was a very powerful thing that we brought. So I'm a bit influenced by these two Matur Rebbeim. Now the Maisa, again, the whole makor to be maker would be when it comes to plastic, which Rav Shlomo Zalman clearly says it's okay. So you have to get the correct bearings of it. He does say it's okay, but no one clearly understands what his proofs are, given that your starting point is a deraisa. Al hamekel ahavi raya. You need to. The burden of proof is on the person who's lenient. Like, how do you get around this issue? So that's where it would come into that people will be meko. So here the shayla comes. The metals is very shvach. You will hear Rishon Yaakov Fischer. That is quoted. Rishon Yaakov Fischer was mekel, and that is something which, when it comes to metal, is very shver. The oilam you find there's an izak bottom when it comes to metal, but when it comes to plastic, that's where people Shlomo Zalman Oybach says it's okay. The problem is no one understands why. No one can really explain fully what Shlomo Zalman kahat bakash al tit. You walk around on Shabbos morning and you go to a kiddush and you give me a bottle. And you expect me to open it on Shabbos. Why is there no makom bepatish? Because it's like kahat bakash al tit. I don't mean to. I'm just trying to say it's nizer raya. Kahat bakash. You have to. It's very hard to understand how this could be okay. The Maisa, he says it. It's just something that the person after him didn't understand why that should be. So you have Rav Moshe Weiss. You have Rav Falk. And many of Rav Eliyashiv was machmir, so you have many poskim, which, in fact, Rav Shmuel Vosner, who's machmir, he didn't make any chilek, any distinction between plastic and not plastic, and therefore it seems. Oh, so obviously the solution is that you can take a knife and stab it, and then you can open it and throw it in the bin. Those two things, number one, stab it and put it in the bin, that's obviously 100% okay. Once you've stabbed it, then, sorry? Yeah, careful. Oh, obviously, you have to avoid the writing and the thingies. Once you stab it, it won't be enough just to stab it and use it, because lemaisa, you've made a keli, the very fact that you want to continue using it so that the main duds don't fall in, and yes, you won't be able to lie it horizontally in the fridge. Yeah, but lemaisa, it's serving a good purpose in the sense that it's saving anything from spilling or anything like that. So it has a function, therefore it would certainly be a problem.
Squash it and throw it in.
Right, so the heta would be to stab it and to stab it at metal as well. Metal as well, you can stab a metal. So it would be hard. But you take a knife. If you take a knife and you stab the top and then you put it in the bin, that's certainly fine. The question is, in my drawer we have a whole compartment full of spare lids. So then you can use that if you run out of one of them, then you can use the other one. Now the question is, when it comes to the new type of bottles, that the bottle lids that were made that are made nowadays, that it holds on to the ring. Does it make it any easier? Does it make it any worse? Doesn't seem to make it any better, because the fact is you've created the lid for the very first time. The fact that it's joined onto the ring, the chayra doesn't make it any better. In fact, it might make it worse. Now it looks like part of it. So therefore, that was it.
What you created was like that before. It came to your house, able to take on off. No changes happened. You're not affected any changes.
When
it's attached to the ring, then by attaching to the ring, you've made it functioning bottle cap.
Right.
If you open it, the ring comes with it, then you've not made any changes.
Oh, we're not talking about the ring coming with, sorry. We're talking about the new types of bottles that when you open the lid, then you can't take it off. It's still connected a little bit to the ring. That means they're doing it for no one understands why. And therefore, it's an environment. And it's to save the world. And therefore, they are saying that it doesn't make any better. It doesn't seem to be making any better. You've still created that cap, which is the shaila of Makabu Patish Daraisa. Just interesting, if a person does stab the lid and throw it away, then when it comes to grape juice bottles, it has happened that we've left the bottle outside on the kitchen worktop overnight, and there's an interesting halacha that when you leave juice or anything overnight, you're allowed to drink it, but you just can't use it for kiddush. So you're allowed to have Coca-Cola, which was left overnight, you have a can left overnight, it's certainly okay, we're not choshesh from the choshim here. However, when it comes to kiddush and avdolah, you can't use it for kiddush and avdolah, so you've got to make sure that you're covering it. Just the final thought is that, obviously number one is when it comes to this shaila, although, like we've mentioned, you've heard the shittas, lekan and lekan, I do find that when it comes to relying on poskim, which are makel, so usually we're makel on the deraisa, when it comes to a shaila of a deraisa, we're usually makel when it comes to something, a personal matter, it comes to a relationship matter, a money matter, a health matter. So we use a lady stuck at home throughout the whole Shabbos afternoon, so relying on the area of all these things, it comes to a real tzorich. Over here, if the shaila is just taking a knife and stabbing it, it makes it very hard to justify putting yourself on a deraisa, that's number one thought. And number two thought is when it comes to a simcha, it's sometimes uncomfortable as a guest to sit there and see that the bottles in front of you are closed. And then it's a whole situation about asking someone else to open it. It would be, l'chori, be recommended to open it as a host, possibly to make the guest feel comfortable, that if the guests feel comfortable, otherwise, yeah, who can open it? And it becomes a whole situation. You do open it, don't open it. It's stomach there. For the guests, sometimes it can be very uncomfortable. It's kedai for a host who's making a simcha. For other people, you should open all the bottles. You should know, really, I just finish off with this. Working in kashrus, that we're very, very alert about any shaila. Most shailas are like a havamina in the remor, like a shaila with a rabbonon, a low plug shaila. They're quite shallow shailas, but we still keep on at it, and we still make sure that we're clean from all shailas. But still, it feels funny that you make sure that everything's clean from shilas. You come to a function Friday night, and then you have this opening your bottle. So it's an interesting situation. But the mice, these are the facts. Go ahead.